Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Are you feeling low? Lower boobs, lower estrogen, lower expectations for life in general, lower amounts of Fs to give? Well, you're not alone, and we've got the lowdown. The ladies of Nursing and Cursing are here to welcome you to our sequel, Aging and Raging, the podcast. I'm Kate.
I'm Molly.
I'm Christine.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Allie.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Aging and Raging. Ladies, we have a guest
hello
tonight.
Hey.
We love having a guest.
We have a guest.
Welcome, Maggie.
Hey,
hi, guys.
Maggie.
Thrilled to be here.
Yes,
these ladies.
Oh, thrilled to have you.
So thrilled to have Maggie.
Who is Maggie?
This podcast. Who is Maggie? I'm going to tell you guys, Maggie is so amazing. I met her in Oklahoma City after years of just having like two friends and just thinking, okay, I've got two friends. This is great. All I need is two. I don't need a ton of friends, but I did see Maggie at a bookshop one day and it was like a mirage. I'm like, what is that? That girl looks like I could, she looks cool and like relatable. And, you know, I was just like, Garrett, who is that? And he goes, oh my God, that's Maggie. I'm like, well, I guess your last, whatever. That's Maggie Slavonic. And he said, I had the biggest crush on her in high school. She was a lifeguard at the country club. She and her sister were so hot. And I was like, go say hi to her. I want to be her friend. And he was like, no, it's so embarrassing. And so nothing happened. She was with her husband and her cute little girl. And then a neighbor invited me to some party with the intention to introduce me to Maggie and Justin. And so we hit it off that night. I don't think we ever really hung out with that neighbor again and happily ever after. So that's how we met.
Awesome.
That's
I
awesome
love that after all those years, you stole Garrett's crush from him.
Yeah, you know what?
Me too.
I think everybody had a crush on Maggie Slavonic. Probably they still do.
I mean, I feel like everyone just had a crush on the lifeguards. Like that was part of the deal going to a pool, right?
Mm-hmm, well, definitely. Yeah,
so
part
that's
of it.
Great, you think?
Part.
But part.
You're also just cute as
you're
can be.
You're also just gorgeous.
Cute as can be, that's right.
I love that.
Did you remember, thanks, Maggie,
guys.
Did you remember Garrett?
Of course. The Colton boys. And Graham.
Oh,
so
God,
Graham
cute
and my
oh
brother were close and they were like rival quarterbacks at the local
high
school.
Okay.
Were they
oh
really?
God.
I didn't even know
Friday
that.
Friday Night Lights plot that yes
you were crazy
yes
in. Lila
this
Garrity.
Middle of the country, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Tara,
who's
so Molly?
Great background, but still pretty. Who the fuck is Maggie? Why
so
is
who the
here
fuck is Maggie? So the reason Maggie's here tonight is because Maggie is a mother of two. She is an entrepreneur at heart. Maggie, I'll let you share their background, but the reason she's here this evening is because she had a pretty traumatic birthing experience with her second kid, and it spawned her to ask a big question about something for mothers, and she put her money where her mouth is, and as she has created a product. Maggie doesn't just talk shit. If she has an idea, she makes that shit happen, and it's the most amazing
right
thing about you, Maggie. And so we're here to hear your story, what the product is, why you created it. So let's hear it, girlfriend.
I mean, I don't even know how to follow that intro.
I mean,
amazing.
Yeah. You're a baddie. You're a baddie.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. You're a doer.
Yeah. So where should I start?
I guess maybe I would share a little bit about just your experience with your son and how it led you to create this product called Mom Snacks. You guys, Maggie is the creator, founder of a product called Mom Snacks, which will be hitting the shelves soon.
Q1 2026.
Okay.
Oh my God. You're so cool. I've never just hearing
Q1,
you say
baby.
Q1, I'm like, oh my God.
Q1 means nothing to me.
Quarter one.
No, it means quarter one, but like, does that actually mean January
September?
1?
Yes. January,
yeah,
February, March is
sometime,
Q1.
At some point in the first 3 months.
Yeah,
April,
not you
not
too.
QAnon,
Watching. April, May,
Q1.
June.
Yes, QAnon. Not to be
She said
confused
Q1. I
with
started to sweat a little. Okay, so
QAnon.
tell us more about your Q1 and how we got there.
Yeah, so I have a private practice where I'm a functional nutritional therapist, and my practice just kind of organically became mostly women, mainly moms, who all feel like garbage. So working with women, trying to get them to a place where they're thriving instead of just, trying to get by through the day. And then that coupled with, I had about 4 years ago a really traumatic birth with my son, where I almost died. And sorry, every time I say it, I get emotional.
Don't be sorry,
Yeah.
Maggie. There's always tears on this podcast, so it's
Yep.
there's no
And they're
stranger to the
usually
tears.
about way stupider things.
Sorry.
That's
And
okay.
like also, I've said it like 100 times also, because I have to say it in front of investors all the time. And I can't ever just like keep it
You're,
together.
I mean, how
Probably
could
because I
you?
still need to, like, I haven't like fully even processed it yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, through that, attempting to process that whole experience, I kind of like a year later came back online a little bit. Started showing up at my kids' school, and they were at a Jewish day school in Miami. And it was a Friday. I'm sitting there. Every Friday, I would try to go to their Shabbat service in the morning. And so, sitting around with my coffee, hanging out with some other moms that I was starting to get to know because I was just emerging. And every mom was like, "You're a nutritional therapist. What do I eat? I feel like garbage. I feel like shit. I have no support, yada, yada, yada." And I went to the service, and then I went and sat in my car after, and I just had like a full brain dump. It was like a cosmic download. I pulled out my notes app. I just started writing, and everything about mom snacks just dumped out on the page. And my questions were, there's no support for moms. There's support for prenatal, trying to get pregnant, if you're lactating. But then beyond lactation, there's literally jack shit on the
Well, there's
shelves.
no use for us anymore.
Right? It's like,
Exactly.
and once your child is born, everyone's like, "How's the baby? How's the baby? How's the baby?" Especially in our country, which has some of like the worst maternal care. And it's like, and one of the highest maternal death rates of like a Western country, which is pretty insane.
It's
And
great.
maternal death counts for like any type of death within the first year. So but yeah, it's pretty wild. And I was just like, there's literally nothing on the shelf. Your life gets so much crazier. We're in this modern life where like snacking is kind of essential. We're on the go, everything's moving faster, and there's just nothing that's made for us and our unique nutritional needs on the shelf beyond lactation. And it takes almost 10 years to heal from having a baby. Most women come out of pregnancy nutrient deficient and like never fully recover.
That's crazy. 10 years.
10 years, and it leads to like, I have many, many moms who are dealing with like autoimmune issues, like triggers so many things later down the life, also later down the line, also like more intense, perimenopause symptoms. Like there's just so many things that could be, and postpartum depression is like linked to like huge nutritional deficiencies. Depression in general is just linked to huge nutritional deficiencies. And finally, like people are starting to study women, incredible, and moms, like it's about time. But like finally, the research kind of is starting to back all of this up. But yeah, so Mom Snacks is a very cheeky, irreverent, no bullshit brand, like real talk for real moms, kind of like the opposite of a beautiful mommy brand. And yeah, that's
So
how it
it's like a
was
more
born.
approachable mommy thing, not like a picture perfect.
Yes, it's like the mess, embracing all of, all the different facets of what being a mom is, all the different sides.
So you go and you brain dump and you're like, okay, I'm gonna make a product. And then what? You have two little kids. How old are your kids?
So Sebi was like 1.5 years. Marlo's 4 and Marlo's 7 and Sebi's 4 now.
Okay.
So this was like 2.5 years ago. I had this idea, and my
So,
husband
but
at
so
the
then
time.
what? So then what?
Yeah. So Justin was at this huge, my he's we're actually not married, my baby daddy, partner
Who do you
was at
think
this
Maggie
huge
is?
natural food conference in LA. It's like, the biggest. It happens once a year. Everyone from all over the world is there. And I was like, go to the hot new products floor, comb the floor. Is there anything for moms coming? Like, does anything exist for moms that we don't know about yet? And there's just nothing. And there's still, it's starting to happen. People are starting to make products. There's also another mom in Miami who is addressing postpartum health. But yeah, it's really, there was nothing there. And I was like, I have this idea. Like, I need to make this thing. And it wasn't even an idea. It was just like, I have to do this. It was like given to me from the cosmos and like has to be made. So after that, I was like, how the fuck do I start? So I spent like 3 to 4 months like reaching out, making contacts. Who do I talk to? How do I do this? I don't know how to do this. So I ended up finding this woman, Erin Patinkin, who's amazing.
How
And
do you
she,
find her? You're just like Googling this?
I
Like tell
just
it like
know,
how
just emailing anyone who I know who might know something,
Okay.
like literally,
You're
like
just combing through your
combing through the Rolodex. Who do I
And Maggie,
know?
what kind of questions did you have? Like how to develop the food, or you had that in your mind already from your nutrition background? You wanted to know how to go into production? Like just I feel
Marketing,
like
like
this
what?
is so everything about this is like I'm the kind of person where I have an idea. That's a great idea. Oh, look at that squirrel. Like, there's Right.
no follow through
Right. We're all a
ever
little mind blown because
whatsoever.
I think a lot of us, I mean, not to say it's a great idea, but like we're always having ideas. We're telling each other
Yeah.
all the time, we should do that. Yeah, I'm telling, there's so many products we text each other like we invented that 7 years ago. But we don't do it. Like, how do you have two little
Yeah, we're
kids and say,
fascinated. Tell us how you do
just, or
it.
like,
How do you
look,
execute?
we have this podcast with like two listeners. We've had it for
No,
so
you
long
guys,
because we're
please.
not
This
doing
podcast is
anything.
amazing. You guys are executing this all like
No.
this is
Yeah, but this
but
is
we're
like not
amazing.
doing any follow through of what our
I'm
ideas
just
are.
curious. So when
We're
you're
not.
reaching out, what is it that
Yes.
you're wondering?
Well, first of all, I've had 1,000 ideas myself, right? Like so many ideas I haven't acted on. This was just like a very different idea. It was kind of like I didn't have a choice. It literally felt like I didn't have a
Yeah,
choice.
that's
Like
so
I had to
cool.
do it.
Like a
So the
J.K.
question,
Rowling moment where it
kind
was
of,
just,
yeah,
yeah.
I was just like it dumped. And so the questions I'm asking is I want to start a CPG line, which for those
Great.
consumer packaged
Okay.
goods,
This is like Q1 language, so
Q1 language,
yeah.
CPGs.
Nice.
And I had
Q1
to learn
CPG.
what my husband had to tell me what I was like, oh, I asked CPG. Okay, great. I'm asking everyone how to even talk about it. And yeah, I was just like, where do I start? Just asking questions. Like, do you know
And I feel
anyone?
like ChatGPT wasn't around when you started this.
No, not
From
like
what I
in the
remember you
way it
being in
is
the
now.
car and texting me names. What about this for a
Yeah.
name? What about this? And I'm like,
Yeah.
awesome, great. And but then it kept actually going,
Yeah.
which was so cool to see.
It just like, yeah, it was just like flowed, you
Flow.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the questions were just like, where do I start? Do you know anyone? Like I started with close family friends and then like, they kind of led me into their networks. So Erin was actually a cold email. Someone actually, my really good friend Leora from Miami, her sister is in the food business, but more like restaurant world. So I talked to her and she was like, I don't know this woman personally, but I've heard good things, like try to email her. And that was this woman, Erin. So I emailed her. I was shocked. She replied 5 minutes later. She's like, I love the concept. Let's talk.
Oh, that feels
So
so
that must have
good.
felt so good.
Did you get
Yeah.
scared, like, hope this person doesn't take my idea?
Yes, of course. So I
Yeah.
trademarked it immediately, which
Okay.
cost. So I've been bootstrapping also. This is also. I didn't realize just like it's very fucking expensive to
Yeah.
build this, especially now that I'm trying to launch. So like I'm raising money now, but initially to do all this, it was just like out of our pocket, which we don't have a lot of excess cash. Like I sold a bunch of stocks and tried to
Yeah.
get money to be able to do this because like we don't, we need two incomes. So it's definitely like a big risk and for our family, like it's big. But yeah, but Erin was great. I was like, I want to make a bar. And she's like, slow down. You can't just like put a bar out in the market if you don't know, like, what are your mission, vision, values? What's your 3 to 5 year strategy plan? Like,
Oh,
how are you
I'd be
gonna
like,
do your,
okay,
like, what's
bye.
your financial
Okay, bye.
model look
Chrissy,
like? What are
same.
your gonna cost gonna
Yeah, I'd
be?
be
I'm
like,
like,
she's asking you the hard cues, bro.
Right.
Where I feel like
Yeah.
most people would be like, cool, that was fun. That's just not for me.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea. She's like, well, that's where I'll help you. So I worked with her for like 11 months. And by the way, I realized I don't eat bars because I think they're disgusting. And then like I ordered 100 more bars to try. And I'm like, these, why am I, do I want to make a bar? Because like, I don't eat it. I don't know. So then I pivoted. But yes, originally I thought I was going to make a bar.
Okay,
Can
what's
you,
your
yeah,
we're
tell us about your
saturated with
product.
bars anyway.
I want to
Yeah.
know, like,
Yeah.
what is it that you sell? Like, I want to know details.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're allowed to
so
say yet.
I can, yeah, I can say, I can tell you about our first product. So our first, which it'll be a line that grows in the grocery set. So we're starting with these grab-and-go snacks, which are basically superfood crisps is what I'm calling them. They're basically a cracker and a chip, but they're in the shape of a Dorito and
It's
they're,
like a sturdy Dorito.
but yeah, and they're like
But
very
delicious.
clever, savory flavors. And it's just like eating a bag, mimicking eating a bag of chips in your car, except
But tell
they're
us what's in them, Maggie.
delicious.
Like, what's each bag? What are the names? What's in them that makes them
Yeah, so I'm
beneficial for a
launching.
mom? Like,
Yeah,
how are they
so.
better than Goldfish and PB&J crusts?
Yes. So.
I wouldn't eat a goldfish if it was a. After having
Four
kids
kids.
since 2007, I wouldn't eat a goldfish if it was the last food on earth.
I
I'd
still
rather
love
die.
them.
Because you've had so many.
You do, Molly? You're sick.
I eat them and I go back to some place in childhood. I can't explain it.
Time
I
out. Have
love
such a
them,
unique
but you know what?
texture and crunch in your mouth. Like it is very, I think it brings
And your
because.
teeth too. It just stays in your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's a
Gotta love
flavor
that.
saver.
Snacking hours later.
I
For
love
sure.
goldfish, but we didn't eat them. So anytime I
No.
see them, I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
That's
Yeah.
probably why we didn't have them. They
My
were
kids don't eat them, but I eat them if
my
they're
point. Flavor
around.
blast is a way of life for my kids. Are you kidding?
Nice.
Okay, so we're talking about a sturdy Dorito. We're talking about some clever flavors.
What, tell us
Yes.
what, give us an
Yeah,
example.
so for example, so the concept of mom snacks is to also target different phases of mommy.
Okay.
So as a nutritional therapist, I really, it really depends on what phase you're in. Everyone's unique, what we're addressing. So each SKU is very targeted, but you could be experiencing all these things in one day. So like Momager for blood sugar regulation.
Love
It's a play on like a salt and vinegar chip. It's a salt and vinaugrette. It's delicious.
Okay.
Mom
That's
gut
cute.
is for gut health. It has pre and postbiotics. It's a very like umami, savory flavor. Let's see. There's also Mindfuck, which is for brain support. And that's like a carrot, miso, ginger
Wow.
flavor profile.
My mouth's
When you were
watering.
like, when you were
Fancy
developing
flavors.
these, like, I just feel like such an idiot. When you were developing these, how were you? Were you like creating things in your kitchen at home and being like, I want it to be like this? Or were you working with somebody and you were like, this is what my vision is. How close to this can you get me? Yeah, so through Aaron, I found this innovative food lab in Switzerland, actually, that I
Oh my God.
hired to create my first two SKUs. And so when I started, I wasn't really, I had an idea of what I thought I wanted. I definitely wanted it to be crunchy and savory, but I just wasn't sure what the vehicle was. So first I thought they would be like granola chunks. And then, so we did a round of that with different flavors. And I had a list of flavor profiles. Like I have an ongoing, there's like 25 now, like of just like ideating on different flavors. And, yeah, they did a few rounds and then like as I, trial and error, we just kind of like got it turned into this. I was like, no, I want like a chip. Like after trying, I'm like, no, I think it needs to be a chip. Like mom and, on her way to Target, on her way to school, running around, can carry it in the bag. Like I just really wanted to mimic that, like snacking culture now.
Right. That
So
experience. I
yeah, so
like
I
that.
Developed
Me
it with
too.
them, but yeah,
Speaking my
not in my
language.
kitchen.
But
But
just time
now,
out as a
yeah.
friend on the other side, just weeks of silence, and then, hey, I'm flying to Switzerland to work on my pro. Like, what? Just the way to
Right.
just to
You're
get up
like,
and
I
go to
finally
actually
settled
fly to
on my.
Switzerland. Kids are back home. We're just going to develop. Like, what? It's amazing.
Awesome.
It's
Really
amazing.
cool. Yeah. So for perimenopausal women or women of our age group, we could look up and say, okay, we know what we're supposed to be eating, like 100 grams of protein, which is fucking impossible.
And
And all,
disgusting. Sorry, I think it's
yeah,
so
and
disgusting.
you know, to build up our bones and to get us where we need to be at this age. Is this more for younger moms?
No, it's
What
for
you've
all moms.
developed or
I'm an old, I'm 48. Like
yeah.
I'm deep into the
I'm
perimenopause
sorry, you're
world, which is a
48?
real treat.
You're 48?
You are
Yeah.
36 presenting. I just want you to know that. I'm 36.
37. Yeah, wow.
Or 20,
No, 48,
33.
guys.
I'm really glad I had to turn my
48.
camera off because of my naked kid running around because wow,
Yeah.
I'm just glad nobody can do a side by side.
Okay, so what would you suggest for us?
So,
Which SKU is for us?
it
I'm
depends on the day.
tired.
Honestly, like perimenopause is a ride.
Bra, yeah. Ugh.
I mean, it's a ride. Like I personally have put myself on like four different protocols. And now I'm to the point where I feel like I've taken myself far enough naturally. I'm gonna, probably get into BHRT, although I tried it and I blew up like a balloon because I was trying to like shortcut. And I always start with the gut. Like gut health is the most important thing for whatever the hell is going on in your life. Like gut health is where it begins and ends. So that's another thing. Mom snacks are like very high in fiber. They are high in protein. Like they have it's it all of them have gut food. So they're
What, like
all
what,
very
Maggie? Like
beneficial.
kimchi or something? What's the gut
Well,
stuff?
yeah, mom snack or mom gut does have kimchi in it, but just fiber in general is like very, I mean, that's what feeds our good gut bugs and no sugar. Like you can't, the bad guys feed on sugar. So,
This is devastating news.
I'm
But it
sorry.
I'm explains a lot about maybe how everybody listening to this podcast feels.
Yes. So like
Our
that's the,
diets.
and I feel like a lot of, in the conventional medicine world, I feel like the gut is vastly overlooked. Like I literally just changed my probiotic and a few other things, like just specifically for my gut. And I've like the bloat has gone down like in the last week. Like it's really wild.
I'm going to share. I went in to see a gastroenterologist around these parts, and I like was giving the guy an update on like what I'd been doing to help my gut health. Like, I don't know if I've mentioned on here, but I have to like keep a lot of things out of my diet. But I told him that I'd started taking this a special probiotic that I got like after doing some stool testing, which is gross, but it helped. And so I was like, I'm taking this probiotic, and he goes, well, that's not going to do anything.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's
So
really, that's a bummer.
yeah, but like I mean, maybe it's not like depending on whatever you're taking, maybe it isn't doing anything, but
We
it
go to high
wasn't
school
even a
with him?
converse. No,
JK.
fair,
That was
fair,
JK. Fair.
but we could have, but
Yeah.
it's just, it's the, it wasn't even like the beginning of a conversation. Like
Right. He
you
just shut you
can't,
down. Yeah.
and that's how they do it too, because they don't know.
Who are
They
you saying?
don't know.
Who's
The
they, Sarah?
doctors,
Okay.
that you're
Men.
seeing,
Yes, thank you. Them
they
too.
probably don't know how to ask about what probiotic you're taking, whether or not it's going to be effective. Like, yeah, I also when I told him I had SIBO, he was like, that's not a real thing.
Ooh,
Right. Poo-pooed
I
it.
wish I didn't have to go to this person, but like, you know, when you live in Northeast Florida, there's only so many. You don't have very many options. But
So
yeah, I'm really
Maggie,
sorry.
how are you feeling like at this stage in your journey? Are you like excited, nervous, depleted? Where's your head?
Oh, I'm totally depleted. Like,
Yeah.
just completely depleted, but also just on fire. Like, I'm excited and I just have to keep going, you know? Like, I
You
think I
launch
told Chris,
Q1.
launch Q1. Yes.
Where in the store am I
Whoa.
going to see it? Am I going to see it in
It's a great
with the
question.
pretzels, with the kid snacks? Like, where am I going to find
With
this?
the Clif Bars?
And can we get
Yeah.
it at Target?
I want it at the airport because that's
If
where I really
Target's
lose my
listening,
mind.
I would love to sell
Hashtag
in
at
Target.
Target. I would
Great.
buy it at Target.
Target's later. That's later. So we're
Target's a
launching
Target.
D2C, which means direct to consumer. So you can buy it on our website, Amazon, and then in some smaller local retailers, because it's really important. I want to get feedback. I want to know if, like, what's hitting, what's missing, and then look to launch in, larger nat the natural retail set, which is like the Whole Foods, Sprouts, et cetera. And then bigger box stores would be, that's the
Just
path.
like a Costco, just like a Costco grab.
Just crush the, just a Costco supersized bag of mom snacks. I would love
Love it.
it.
50 bags of mom snacks. Take
Hell
it
yeah.
home.
How many of these things can I eat? Like, I mean, I guess.
Like, do you have nutritional content for them? Like, how many
I
grams
don't
of
have I don't
protein?
have
Da, da, da,
official nutritional content yet. So right
da.
now we're taking our formulations and I'm actually fortifying them with some specific vitamins and minerals that they are missing in order to target what I'm targeting. And initially I was like, no, I want to do it all 100% food-based and really just like, make sure that I have everything I need in each SKU. And, our soils are so depleted. Like it feels like it felt a little bit like an impossible feat to be able to do it. So I decided to now I'm going to go back and like add a few things that I feel like need to be bumped up or like are missing. So, for example, vitamin D you cannot get from food. You can get it from mushrooms. They have a little bit from sunlight, but
Like
it's not
significant
much.
enough to make an impact.
No. So that's going to be added. And then some other things. So I don't have the final nutritionals yet. But once I have them, I'm happy to pass them
Cool.
along.
Okay.
I think this is m a me problem, not an industry problem, but I have the problem where I can't think of a snack on the market that is enough. It's like that's the serving that's supposed to get,
Right, like a serving of almonds is like,
Like
five.
this
But
many almonds.
here's the thing with serving sizes, it's a made up number by the government, the FDA. It's not going to fill you. It's not an actual, like Ella Flats, I think there's three crackers is a serving size.
Like it's not
Hilarious. Like it's not.
hilaire. Like
But
a
also,
Cookout
these are.
cookie, two cookies, give me a break. We all know it's a whole sleeve of Thin Mints. Let's just call it
Exactly.
what it is.
Is a complete serving.
Like,
Is a
yes.
serving.
Let's call it what it is.
But I'm sure they're thinking these are snacks. They're made to supplement whatever meal you're having.
Of
But
course.
that's not
Yes, but
how we
still, you
do
want
it.
to be
That's not,
satiated, right?
it's not how moms do it.
You
Like,
know,
for
it's
instance,
just, that is our meal,
yeah.
right? Like,
On the
my
way
snacks
here,
are meals until dinner,
guys, I
like you
had one of
said.
those, almonds, cranberry cheese, and you have, okay, it comes in a three pack and they expect you to just eat one and no, I had all three and then I got
Yeah,
my
of course.
course.
Those things have like four cubes of cheese in them. They're such a tease.
But so dumb.
And then you feel bad because you're like, oh, I'm overeating, or I don't
No,
know.
the serving sizes, I don't feel like the serving size is for me. I feel like it's for the food manufacturers to understand how to label their products. And so everything's uniform and we understand values and ex that's personally how I look at serving sizes.
I never do you I never look at serving sizes. Do you guys? I never do. I
Never.
do.
I
I
I
don't like
definitely,
listen to
yes.
them, but I look at them and I'm like, "Whoa, I just had six servings, mind blow." It's more like that.
Like,
They
It
want you to
really, I
eat.
mean, if you're calorie counting, then that's something that you have to do.
Right. You
I
have to if you're
can't.
calorie.
Calorie counting is like the worst thing for me. I always gain weight when I'm calorie counting because of the pressure or something. I don't know.
Yeah, when I
Like
pay
not
attention
paying
to it, I'm
attention
like,
is better for me than paying attention to it.
when I
oh,
do pay
yeah.
attention, I realize, oh, a bowl of cereal is actually a handful of cereal.
A bowl of cereal, yeah, it's like a little
Wait,
couple
what?
tablespoons.
My
The
bowl of
portion
cereal is very
size.
deep.
Yeah, our
Very
bowls
deep.
are like half a box. That's
Right,
not
so
the
they're
right
like half
size.
a cup.
Yeah. So can we
Yeah.
eat a whole bag of mom snacks and not feel like shit?
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
Because
And
it's all
mom
good.
snacks aren't like, we're not trying to hit daily nutritionals. Again, it's like to
Yeah.
get you through.
Right.
Like, where are you? What are
Right.
you doing? You're starving. You don't want to
Because
like dig around at the
right.
bottom of the bag. Oh, and it's for
Right.
you. And my kids love them. My
Okay.
husband loves them.
Oh my God, I
They're
can't wait for your dad's snack spin-off.
dad snacks.
You're gonna
We've
have an
already
empire.
He's already
Trademarked
trademarked
merch.
it. We've already got merch, yeah.
Excellent. It's gonna be
They are
like,
really good, you guys. They're delicious.
and they're
Cool.
filling, right? Don't
They're
you think they're filling?
delicious. It's very
They'll fill you
exciting.
up.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
Maggie,
in,
this is
girl. This
awesome.
is so great. I'm
Yeah,
psyched.
I'll send all of you samples if you want to try it.
Oh my gosh. Let's eat them online
Yes.
and
Right.
let's like eat them on an
Okay.
episode.
Okay. Product placement.
Perfect.
I love
Yes.
it. Well, Maggie, I hope you're joining us for
Nailing it
I'll kick it off. Yeah, my nail would be we celebrated our friend's nuptials this weekend.
and
Whoa.
fun.
And it was so much fun. And there was a special guest. Seal was there.
Oh
Oh
my
my God.
gosh.
And he basically just
Kiss by a
took
rose.
over the stage.
Girl, I had to show. I showed them the
Yes.
video. I was like, look at Maggie's night, you guys.
Prince
Epic.
covers and like our friends. He's like our friend who got married is one of Justin's best friends from middle school, which their crew kind of reminds me of your crew. It's like they're so tight. They've like have been for like forever. And whenever they all get back together, it's just like the best time.
Oh, I
So,
love that.
yeah, Seal
Yeah.
like couldn't get off the stage. He was going to do one Prince
That
cover.
is so fun. That is so
That
fun. He was
is
going to
the
do one
shit.
cover
And then, like, he couldn't help himself. He just kept
Yeah, of course.
having
That's
to come
just
back for more.
I
Yes.
feel
Does
like
he
all
have
sexual
recently,
energy?
like
Oh, wow.
Seal.
Yeah.
Like, did you want to? Were you DTF with Seal?
You know what? I wasn't DTF, but I could see that he was definitely giving
He had,
to.
yeah, he gives it. You know,
He gives it. Yeah.
last
Okay.
episode or sometime recently, I mentioned my nail was rediscovering Indigo Girls. I would also like to suggest to all listeners today in
Kiss
the
by a
car,
rose.
play exactly Kiss from a Rose
Oh, so
Fine.
good.
by
Yeah.
Seal.
Maggie, did
Blast
he play
it.
that?
He didn't. He was going to. He was
Oh, I
going
want to bring it
to,
to.
and he pivoted.
That
Damn
shit
it.
is so deep.
Did
I don't.
so.
Know.
It
It
is.
you sent us a picture of you listening to that in your car so recently.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it like really crept up on me, and I was like, "What's happening to me? I'm hearing it differently as an
I'm
older
hearing
woman.
it differently. An
I'm not
older
really sure
woman.
what
Oh
it's
my God.
about,
Like
but
you're paying
yes, not
attention to the
either.
words this time.
Yeah.
It was
The
like the Batman
harmony.
song.
What is
It
I
was
don't
like
know
the
what
Batman
he's
song.
saying.
Parody.
You were just getting like fingered in a car, and now you're really taking in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
You
no
know, any
lyrics to take
song
in.
also where the drums pull out and it goes straight harmony vocal, I'm
Oh, I
in.
love that
It's
part.
I've taught that to my
a
boys. If you ever
hit.
want to create a hit, this is how you're going to do it. Hold the
My
instruments, three-part harmony, boom,
Nail
come
it.
back in
Boom.
with full
Nail it.
instruments.
When you come
That's
back
right.
in,
Yeah, that's
also
good parenting. That is the
consider.
best
Thank you.
advice, Allie.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
and
so
consider
true.
a key change when you come back in.
Yes.
Yes. I like to
Consider
narrate my
it.
songs. Here we go. Here comes the key change. And they're like, Mom, shut
Oh,
up.
But you guys, like, think about trying to sing that song. It's one of those where you're always like,
it's a Broadway, it's a
no.
full Broadway musical, that
But you don't know the
song. I'm
words.
saying there, you don't know any of
Baby.
the words.
No clue.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, great nail.
Yeah.
Very
Yeah.
unique
Epic,
nail.
epic nail. What's
Epic
your
nail.
fail?
My fail was we got home at 1 a.m. and I was a royal biatch today to everyone in my
No,
family.
it's gonna
you
take you
fucked your
days to
whole day.
recover.
Oof.
Yes,
Yeah.
girl.
Worth
Get
it. What do we
it
call
to
that?
them.
You
Worth
gotta
it.
pay. You gotta
Pay to
pay.
play. You pay to
Pay to
play.
play.
Yeah.
Nothing's free for a parent. You get a night out.
There's no
You're
way around
screwed.
it.
Nope.
You pay to
Nope.
play.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Worth it though. Seal? Seal
Yeah.
unplugged? My God.
Also, just the wedding had like just an insane amount of like accomplished musicians there. Our friend's a drummer. He's Seal's drummer. Anyway,
Oh.
people just kept getting up there. It was like
It's like a talent show.
but just jam
Jam
session. Like
sesh.
there were probably like
I love
six
that.
different people that played the drums,
Wow.
tons of people that sang. Like it was
I wonder if the
like,
bride was like,
yeah,
this is my
seriously. Yeah. Seal, get off the stage. It's my night.
I've never felt less talented, like never.
Yeah.
So
All
cool.
right. Who's next?
Great.
Who's next?
I have a fail.
Okay.
I was walking by my daughter's room, and as parents do, I just was taking in the way the light was hitting her. She's sleeping in her
Oh.
bed like a freaking angel. And I was so moved and pulled out my camera, my phone, because her face was so angelic. And I kind of hovered over her face with this beautiful
Okay.
profile, and I dropped the phone on her face.
Yeah, you did, girl.
Oh,
Shit.
God.
Damn
Holly.
it.
Damn
Damn
it.
it.
Did she
We've all been
scream?
there.
She did like a whimpering cry in her sleep, like.
I'm
Remember
just
dropping
trying
to.
your phone on your newborn in the Ergo? That was my life constantly.
Oh,
Mine
yeah.
was just crumbs on their scalp
Crumbs
constantly.
on their
Oh,
scalp. What
scalp.
about like
Just
hitting
so
their
much
head on the
food.
door frame? Remember
Constantly.
that?
Oh, yeah.
I dropped an iced cappuccino on Marlo's head when she was two, walking next to
Oh.
me, which was great.
Damn
Yeah.
it. You lost a good coffee too. Oh. Do you
Okay,
have a
I've
nail,
got.
Molly?
Well, the nail is that she didn't fully wake up and realize what happened, so
That's
she won't
great.
have the memory.
Okay.
Huge
That's
nail.
huge.
She won't have the memory. Good.
Love it.
Okay. I have a nail and it's always in line. I always have the same theme of my nails. Okay.
Let's hear it, baby.
I was parked at a beach, and it wasn't like a really secluded beach. It was like a popular beach where all the young kids to get go to, bodyboard and catch shore break. And I was in the parking lot, and I had my door open. I was just making phone calls and letting the boys do their thing, like not on the beach, but across the street in the parking lot. And then I hear, "Ma'am, ma'am, I need to see your hands, ma'am." And I was like, "Oh, fuck! Why is there a policeman after after
After
me?" That's
me.
what my
After me.
"Ma'am, I need to see your hands." So I turn around and I put my hands out and I look, and there's this guy, and he's looking at my hands, and he's like, "That's what I thought, ma'am. I see that wedding ring. Thanks so much. Just needed
Stop.
to check."
Oh,
Sir,
my
that's a
God.
nail.
Oh, Allie.
My God.
What the f Allie? Oh my God. And I was like,
Allison,
"Yes,
I want to know,
ma'am.
does
I
he
still
think
got
if,
it.
I'm sorry, if
I
hotness
still
is the
got it
crime,
from the
lock
crack
her
heads.
up.
Well, but
Crack
does
head, you
he think
guys.
it was gonna work? Is my question. Like, if you
It
didn't
worked
had a
on me. I'm
ring."
about to find
Clearly,
him.
he did.
What do you mean,
Guys,
did
he
it
was
work? Yeah,
like,
it's working. I'm
okay, so
feeling it.
Allie, he wasn't like
I could not.
mentally with it. He was like,
He was mentally with it, but like, no, like on
Sarah?
the, I could not tell you if he
Sarah?
was homeless or not.
Allie
Sarah?
called him a crackhead.
Total, like a beach dwelling
He was on
parking lot
drugs.
person.
You could be on drugs
Guys.
and be with it.
Okay, you guys,
Yeah,
somebody
either way,
said that
I
Allie
don't fucking
was
care.
hot.
I
Sarah
don't
was
care.
hot.
He was a
Parking lot person.
crackhead. He hit on
Still
me.
got it. Still got it.
Exactly.
Allie,
Exactly.
you are such
I'll
a
take
hottie,
that.
though. Yeah,
Allie, that's an
Also,
amazing story. I love that
I need to see
brooch.
your hands, ma'am. And I was
it's
like, what
terrifying.
the
Do you guys talk about how Allie looks like Molly Sims?
She does look
Oh,
like
yeah.
Molly
She does
Sims.
look like
Oh,
Molly
yeah.
Sims.
Never
Yeah.
noticed.
Never noticed either, but
I
so
mean,
spot
yeah.
on. She's a
All
beaut.
right, we're gonna
Beaut.
do a side-by-side comparison for the
I
as
like
the ep
that.
pick.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Anyone?
I have a fail that just happened tonight.
Oh.
It's revolving my dog, so buckle up.
Oh
Oh,
boy.
I can't. I know. I'm sorry. I'm telling
I'm
a
about
dog
to take my
story.
headphones off
I
now.
no.
Fuck, I'm out.
I'm out.
Stop.
Bye.
He's so perfect. No, wait,
Can you
listen.
edit the cricket noise in?
I know.
Cinnamon.
Stop.
Cinnamon.
So I'm walking Cinnamon and all the neighbor. It's a beautiful night tonight, you guys. It's like fall in Florida. It's like 78
Yeah,
degrees.
it's
It's Florida
unbelievable.
fall.
We made it.
We made it. So everybody's out wearing their sweaters and like cozy with their dogs. And there's like 10 dogs. They're all big dogs. Cinnamon is 5 pounds. And for the first time ever, he gets kind of scared. And so I pick him up and everyone's like, oh my God, she's so cute. She's so cute. And I'm like, guys, it's a he's all a man. And I make my same joke I always make. And then one couple goes, oh, is he a they, them? And I was
No.
like, oh, ha. And I just like ellipse, I go, ha. And then the wife goes, you should get him a rainbow harness.
Oh God,
Okay.
what
And
the
I
hell's
said,
happening?
Florida. And
Also,
I
bro, you
said,
really thought you
I'll
ate with
give you
that
a
one?
rainbow harness around your f okay.
Hold
Okay.
on. And I said, actually, I would love to get him a rainbow harness. That's a great idea. But then I go, however, some of the crazy neighborhood would probably shoot at him.
Oh,
Oh, girl.
my
No,
God.
you
She started
didn't.
the fight.
No,
She
you
started
didn't. And
it.
the girl, girl, she's like 65. She says, well,
The
I'm
girl.
one of those Republicans. So do you think I'm going to shoot your dog? And I said, I don't know, girl. Are you? And then she was like, oh. And I was like, I'm going to get him one. Seriously, though. Seriously. And then it just
Wow.
was the most awkward. Then everybody just kind of like goes in their own direction. And I'm like, fuck. I just
Wow.
really screwed up.
I'm
But
so
it was
I'm
just the
so like
weirdest. Is your
I don't
dog a
even
they, them?
but I don't even know what to say that somebody thinks that they can like I don't even know like politicize a dog walk. I
Bizarre.
mean, back
Come
in my day it
on.
was just like a simple who's walking who. Now it's like now we're
Right.
like your dog's
Right.
gay, bitch. Like, okay. All
Right.
right. Bye.
Right. My
Okay, yeah,
dog.
maybe he is. I don't I mean
I don't know. I don't
waiting for
care.
him to tell us. Okay.
Yeah.
I
We don't know.
can't.
I don't know what it was just so weird. And I was like,
FLA
okay.
all day, baby. Okay.
FLA. That's it.
Wow.
You should have done,
Okay.
pulled a Molly and Allie and started making out with your dog.
I thought about it.
She already does, girl.
Yeah, I know.
It was
It's true.
sick.
He's a good
Yeah.
kisser.
I have a pretty, mine are both like my nail is that we actually did drop Wilder off at college and we are all still surviving. Amazing.
Proud of you.
Amazing. So
So proud. Made it to the
thanks you
other side.
guys. And if people are interested, I will make a slide about the day because I'm still processing. And if people are not interested, that's fine too. And my fail is just, I feel like it's just a fail that I've had so many times, you guys have all had, and so many women
Did
have
you
had, and
hit
I
your
can't
car?
understand. I went in for a wax, just like clean up the sides. I'm gonna be
Oh.
wearing a bathing
I
suit.
know where this is going.
Where I left with not a single pube,
Bald.
more hair on my
Bald.
legs. Like I was like, I feel like
More hair on your
more
legs?
hair on my
No.
nipples than on my badge. Like that's not right. Like
She's
that's
not what you
took
asked for.
she took creative
Liberty.
liberties. But I feel like I get so mad at myself because I feel like
Didn't
that
speak up.
I
You
talk
have.
such a big game to the girls.
Yeah.
Like if you're if the bangs are looking too short, if the color isn't the one that you wanted, if whatever, whatever, you need to use your voice and explain what you wanted.
Need to talk about the haircut you want. You
Oh
need
my
to
God.
just. What are you gonna do? Your pubes are
But
gone. So what does it really matter?
this was an older woman. She
Mm.
took one lip off, and then I just knew I was
Oh.
fucked. Like, oh
Right.
boy.
It's
Oh,
happening, and
it's
you know what's happening.
happening.
She had time to say it, but.
It's happening. And I honestly, like, as it was happening, of course, I felt bad for both of us. Like, I know what's going on down there. She's this poor woman. Like, there's no tip in the world that covers what she's experiencing. At the same
Right.
time, she's violating me. And the fact that I gave her like a 75% tip after
Oh, yeah.
she did me so dirty, had me scratching my head for days. Like,
She probably thinks she did you so
She
right.
did you clean, is what
Yeah,
she
she
did.
made you clean.
She
In her
also,
mind.
right, it's like I'm trying to put it into words. It's
It's a
like,
woman on woman crime. And the weird thing is that like the fact that I gave her such a huge tip as well
that
blew my
part.
mind.
That part, it's a
That's like so
shame.
us.
It's making
That
up
we
for a
need to have
shame.
Dr. Becky on to really let us know why
He was like,
that
you like? And instead of being like, no, bitch, I fucking hate it. I
It's
was
like
like,
passive aggressive, yet they're not getting it because we
she
just
was like,
paid the
you like?
money.
And he was like,
Right.
no, every fart sounds like the wind whistling through the trees. I don't fucking like it.
it. I don't like it at
It's
all.
stop.
My husband's gonna think I'm DTF 24/7. That's not what I was going for.
It's like praising, it's like putting your abuser on a pedestal.
Yes.
Like it's so
No, it's the same.
psychological.
It's psychological. And it's the exact same as like when you get a haircut that you don't like and you're sitting in the chair and they turn you around, you're like,
You don't want to make them feel bad.
yes, I
Of
actually
course you
felt like
did.
it. I was annoyed because I had to say something because what I didn't want it was to be changing and to have like, oh, okay. Oh,
Yeah,
cool. Oh,
exactly.
yeah. Come over
Oh,
here. I wanted to get out ahead of it. Like I was the victim of a crime tonight.
Right.
I'm thinking about filing a report and I just need you as a witness. He was like,
Yeah.
of course,
We
he was like, bro, no hair? Shit, dude, cool. I'm like, of course.
But
Of
Kate,
course.
question. Did you explain what you wanted, or do you always go to her and it's always the same, but this time?
Same place, different person.
Okay.
But I always like I'm never I feel like if you look at the if somebody's like a pubic hair reader and like looked at obviously the pattern of what had been going on before, there was no evidence that I had that I had been bald since, excuse me, my 5-year-old is just like trying to
If they had
participate.
seen Kate walk in, they would have known this is not a 100% bald woman. Baby, you
No, they would have
never
thought I was
know.
100% a man asking Allie if
I'm
she
just
is
kidding.
wearing a wedding ring.
I don't
Show me
know.
your hands. Put your hands up, bitch. Oh my
Christine
God.
and I have an absolute motherfucking pro that does our wax.
She's
And we
amazing.
could go, I
That's
mean,
the flip
if
side to
Critty,
Florida. Whole
we could get her on the
episode.
podcast.
I could. We're so close.
Oof. We'll talk
Consider
off
this
air.
done.
Talk off
Okay.
air.
Great idea.
There's a couple of.
Guys, I'm gonna let you guys go. Maggie, I'm sorry that you were subjected to my wax
Vagina. Oh, I
mishap.
love it. Please.
And I'm just gonna say goodnight because my kid is begging me to put them to bed. So I know I'm doing something wrong or something right.
You're doing
Maggie,
something right, Kate.
I love chatting with you. I
Ooh,
can't
this
wait
is a
for
long
mom
one.
snacks, and I'm just so impressed by another mom who's like busy, has kids, and saw an idea all the way through. I think that's amazing.
Amazing.
Agreed.
Incredible.
And I'm so
So
excited
awesome.
to I'm
We're
really
excited for
excited
you,
to see people
Maggie.
eating it on the playground and to be
Me
like, I
too.
know her, I know her, I know
I
her,
can't
I know
wait.
her.
I'll send you
Yes.
samples. Can't wait for you to try.
I like your
Congrats
hat
already.
too, Maggie. Hint, hint.
I know. Maybe that will come with the samples.
Ooh, and we might all be
Yeah.
wearing them on the next ep. Maggie,
Time to
thanks
go.
for fighting the hard fight to feed us moms.
Yes.
Yeah, Maggie,
Doing what
we're
I
so
can.
excited.
Most feral
Please
animals of all.
keep us posted. And
Yeah.
I think in the new year, when you launch, we got to have you back on to hear the rest
Yeah.
of the journey.
Let's do it.
Q2, come to
Q2.
us again.
Q2, you're coming back on with an update.
Yes.
Yes. Q2
Thanks for having
26.
me, ladies.
Love
Thank you,
you, girl. Thanks
Maggie.
for being here. We're so proud of you.
So
So
awesome.
proud of you,
Thanks for
Maggie.
sharing your story.